I'm a teacher. I'm an educator, and I am not a politician.
Commissioner Ilya says she is in favor of higher learning standards, but Common Core must be reviewed to create effectiveness for students and teachers.
Doing the kind of training that needs to be done on the use of data to drive instruction. And that really is very powerful, and it has to be done with every teacher in every school site. And when teachers understand why we're using, why kids are testing, and parents understand that it does help to really craft the kind of learning that happens in that classroom, I think that will be extremely helpful to teachers.
Ilya promises to establish focus groups across the state to discuss issues such as teacher evaluations, testing, and opting out.
To have specific groups that are giving their information and their really their thoughts on those issues, and then hopefully be able to craft with members of that group things that will improve that are really a result of the input that we've taken.
And while Ilya was appearing in Amherst, the State Board of Regents announced that it has a new contract with a company to create new 3rd through 8th grade state ELA and math testing. This would drop the controversial Pearson company that many parents have protested across the state when opting out their kids from standardized testing.
When you have a new contractor doing the test, it gives us an opportunity to include in that contract a number of opportunities for those, as I've defined, practitioners to be part of the process. And that is clearly part of it.
Ilya, a former Western New Yorker, once taught at the Sweet Home School in the 70s and 80s. She told reporters she will be back at the school and our area a lot. She was also asked about the troubled Buffalo Public School District, especially with receivership in the works for some of the city's failing schools.
I'm going to be part of the process in helping them see the necessity of doing that and some of the options and opportunities that they will have to make shifts in those schools to support what happens for kids.
Sweet Home parents appeared to be impressed with Ilya's style and comments.
She said that while she was in Florida, she did a lot of teaching with parents and things like that.
Andrea Daniel Sanders is a Sweet Home parent of 3 children.
And as a parent, we're kind of stuck in the middle because it's a situation where I want my child to be successful. I want my child to learn. I need to be able to support my child in their learning and help them.
I certainly haven't been invited to meet with the previous commissioner, so it's definitely a start.
Jessica Wagner is a parent of 2 children at Sweet Home.
I like the direction she's going. An idea of a focus group, I think, is exactly what's needed. I think there's so much more to be said, and there's so many more opinions that need to be heard.
Ilya stressed the importance of parent engagement, saying parents can be very powerful. Still, Ilya was pressed for how she will handle many of these difficult issues. But Ilya admitted it was only her 4th day on the job, and she hasn't met yet with Governor Cuomo. She says she will be working very hard to create a working relationship with the governor's office and state legislature. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.